You to take a moment and welcome several friends, group members in spirit who are visiting today in great joy, each at a different level of evolution, each one united in friendship, and each one emotionally embracing this beautiful group. Think of them, welcome them. One group member is playfully saying, "Why are you in my seat?"
Suraya.
Suraya.
Suraya. Suraya, yes.
Why are you in my seat? Playfully saying.
She says, "I can never remain away."
Dear friends, welcome. Have you ever wondered what the significance is of the processes of Raksha Bandhan? Tying a rakhi on the wrist of your brother and receiving a gift in return. The reason we are bringing it up today is because these energies are very prevalent this year. Prevalent for everyone worldwide, whether or not they know of this festival or participate in it or not. The significance is truly the union of the feminine with the masculine. Let us first remind you of some information which has been given many years ago. Two big mistakes made on earth. You always say masculine and feminine, Shiv Shakti. It is exactly the opposite. It is feminine and masculine, Shakti Shiv. The second mistake, you assume masculine energy is more powerful because physically, in general, men are more powerful than women. But the feminine energy is always the most powerful. You know, when we talk of masculine and feminine, we are not speaking of sex. We are speaking of the feminine being the creative energy and the masculine being the initiative energy. So, again to remind you, the creation comes first, leading you into action. Two simple examples. When you are thirsty, this is a purely feminine urge. There is no masculine energy in it. It is your body creatively informing you that you need water for nutrition. This leads you, hopefully, to the masculine action of walking to the kitchen, opening the fridge, pouring the water, picking up the glass and drinking. All of that is masculine. Without the feminine creative urge, you would never be impelled to pour water and drink it, and you would die of thirst. Similarly, if your masculine was stunted, but your feminine was in flow, you would get the creative urge, but you would not be able to go and drink water, and you would still die of thirst. This is a small example. Now let us give you a big one. It was the creative feminine urge of the Godhead that wished to experience herself, that pushed outward and created the masculine action of the Big Bang. Without this unification of feminine moving into masculine, there would be no planets and stars, and there would be no universal beings, and you would not be sitting here. So, coming back to Raksha Bandhan, the symbolism of the woman, the feminine creative urge, placing a rakhi on the wrist of the brother is unifying the feminine and the masculine within you. Why the wrist? Two reasons. One, the nerve centers here, very, very powerful. Secondly, your hands are symbols of action, doing things, picking up things, creating things. That's why you tie it here and not on the neck or the waist. And the symbol of a colorful rakhi is again a multiplicity of energies being offered from the feminine aspect of you to the masculine aspect of you, urging the masculine to embrace the feminine through the colorful rakhi. And the symbol then of the man, the brother, giving the woman a gift is acknowledging her magnificence and agreeing to support her in this process of unification. This is very, very important this year. Because right now, with the new supermoon, a very strong flow of feminine activation is taking place on Earth starting today. Feminine activation. But remember, the feminine cannot exist on her own. She has to have unification with the masculine for anything to take place. So, this new feminine flow starting today is going to continue. Do not assume it is over in 24 hours. Not at all. It's going to continue through the coming year. And this flow of feminine energy is going to bring up in people worldwide all their feminine creative urges. it's also going to point out to them their feminine imbalances. So it's going to work in two ways. All of you, from today onwards, are going to feel very inspired. Bit by bit, we are not saying it's going to happen tonight. It's going to happen during the course of the year. But you are going to feel very, very femininely inspired to do new things, to explore a new hobby, to try out something you've never done before, to be creative in ways you've never experienced creativity, to find new ways to deal with your loved ones and family, to explore your work in a new and creative way, to rethink your own creation, your union with yourself. How can I be more creative in my thoughts, words, actions, in my belief systems, in the ways I function in life? All beautiful aspects coming up. But if you have feminine imbalances, as do all people, they are going to be accentuated so that you can look at them and work them out. So, very practically, taking the extreme, people who are mentally disturbed, people who are in mental asylums, people who are in other such care homes are likely to go even further out of balance at this moment in time. There's going to be a rise of that. For those of you who are therapists and workers and counselors, you're going to find an intensification of these processes coming at you through your clients. But at the same time, this is going to give you opportunities to help them and yourself recognize and acknowledge these imbalances and bring them into a new creative flow of expansion. So it's not about doom and gloom, it's about transmutation. Very practically, if any of you are extremely emotionally insecure about your relationship, this is going to intensify right now. But be aware. This is coming up. I need to look at it afresh. I need to truly love myself. I need to reevaluate this relationship. Let me see how I can heal it or take it further or change it or direct it in a new course. And that same feminine creative urge is going to help you and point the way for you to do this. But it all comes from your power. So the master is not going to do this for you. You are going to be given guidance by the masters to do it for yourself. In exactly the same vein, masculine energies are being harnessed with the Rakhi by the feminine, which means where you have been procrastinating, putting off doing something. Yes, I'll get around to it at some time in the future. You're going to feel prodded by your own higher soul. Come on, let's get it done. I've been putting this off for too long. Come on. Yes, I want to do something about my weight. Let me sign up for a course. Let me go to the gym. Let me exercise. I want to try a new hobby. Let me explore what I can do. Let me research it. Let me go and sign up, and so on. And similarly, if you hold back, if you stunt your masculine and refuse to listen to that feminine creative urge, the Rakhi is going to start strangling you. In short, you're going to feel dispirited, low, frustrated, depressed, to such a degree that you will then be urged to do it. Tremendous balances in the masculine and feminine are being initiated starting today. This is vital. Remember, you are all moving from the third to the fifth dimension. The new cosmic light has come into your structure. Your organs are being upgraded. Old energies are being pushed out. New frequencies coming in. The fifth dimension is all about acknowledging your power and finding a balance between the masculine and feminine inside you. This is a boon. It is not something to be feared. Enjoy the process and keep reminding yourself, even when these issues come up for me, the imbalanced masculine or the imbalanced feminine, I am simultaneously being shown ways to shift and change and upgrade. But it's up to me to do them, to initiate them, to create them. Any questions before we move further?
There's never a complete balance between the male and female. I might be wrong. The only time there is a balance is when you exit. Complete balance. So isn't this a fine-tuning dance that we are playing all the time any which ways?
Her question is, there is never a perfect 50-50 balance between the two, except at the time you exit. So isn't this, in many ways, a futile dance? No, you're right. There is never an exact balance, but you can keep bringing yourself back into some level of balance over and over and over again. Right now, what happens to the average human? The swing goes this way. The two sides of the scale keep going this way. And sometimes they stay here, then they swing here. Then sometimes they come back and again get pushed. So you're just learning to bring the swing into a very natural, gentle up and down. You're correct, dear friend. By the way, the perfect balance is not necessarily when you exit. You can exit in imbalance. The perfect balance is when you enter. At the moment of birth, please remember this. Again, we remind you of what has been said before. When you are physically born, whether it is a natural birth or a cesarean is immaterial. As you are exiting the womb and emerging into the human realm, you are given the greatest maximum dose of energy programming that you will ever receive in a lifetime. It's like programming a computer in one shot. And this is why most babies howl when they are being born. Yes, of course, they are expelling fluid from the lungs, but they are really saying, enough, I can't take so much at one shot. And at that moment of programming, the balance is perfect. But the instant the cry begins, the balance goes off. So for a few microseconds, they are in perfect balance. This programming, again we remind you, is repeated to a much smaller degree every time a birthday approaches. And you are programmed 7 days before and 7 days after, a period of approximately 2 weeks, with new energies taking you through the next year till your next birthday. This is why you generally start feeling excited as your birthday is approaching. And you think mentally, I'm excited because there's going to be a party and there are going to be presents and there are going to be celebrations. The actual excitement is the programming that you're receiving, which makes you feel good. This is why it is extremely dangerous to allow yourself to be depressed on or around your birthday. Because if you allow that to happen, as many do, you are squeezing the tube and refusing to allow the programming in. Then basically you run on empty for the coming year. So every time a birthday is approaching, your fuel tank is filled, and that lasts you the year. Otherwise, you run on empty. So, it's always a good thing around your birthday to celebrate it in any way you choose. We are not saying you must party wildly. If your desire about feeling good is to go to an ashram and be quiet, or to go to Vipassana, or to walk on the beach in your own, or to sit in your room and listen to music, it's fine, as long as that makes you feel good. But to lock yourself in your room and weep and cry and say, I'm getting old, very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Remember this and remind others of it. Another will speak. Saint Germain blesses you today. Your friends of the Ashtar command greet you and welcome you. If you recall, in the last session, we spoke of making our debut on Earth quite apparent. This is already happening more and more and more. Governments are finally beginning to release the information, and more are accepting of our presence on Earth without fearing attack and takeover and colonization. Dear friends, we would like your help. Each of you, each and every one of you, each and every one of you sitting here has at some point in some existence been a part of the Ashtar command, if you are not a part of it today. And we ask you to consciously, in your own time, either regress yourself, or daydream yourself, or meditate yourself into an aspect of where you were really part of us. Not on this earth, but up in the universe. And start to get to know yourself in that form. In many ways, you were a similar group there, not sitting and having channelings, no, but working together in synergy and harmony for the benefit of others, other beings, other planets. Each one in this room, again, it is no coincidence who is sitting here today. And you may wonder, I've come for the first time, how could this be? That's why you're here today. Each one of you has been part of us and been part of this group in a very high vibrational form. In that form, you did not have a physical body, but you had an energy form. And you certainly had not language and a brain, but a level of consciousness that was so powerful that it was far beyond language and a brain. Dream it, daydream it, meditate it, do anything you want, but start to familiarize yourself with this aspect of you. It will help you immensely in this human form. It will help you with your work. It will help you with your studies. It will help you in your relationships. It will help you in getting to know yourself better. And it will certainly help you in the union of the masculine and feminine within the self. Because as Ashtaris, in universal form, we do not have a segregation of the sexes. We are both masculine and feminine in perfect balance. Yes, we do take forms of masculine and feminine, like Lord Sananda and the Universal Mary, but that is for the benefit of those we work with, like you on Earth, who need the concept of separate forms. In actual fact, we are in perfect union. Remember who you are. Blessings. I'm still in a link, but I'm speaking as Saurabh here today. Soraya is so present and making herself so known. She's jiggling around the room and saying, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. And of course, our other group members are also here, but Soraya has elected herself spokesperson. And she is just sharing with us I'm not channeling her, but I'm receiving downloads. One moment. For some reason, she's showing me herself in an orange and gold sari today. I don't know why. And she's saying, it's everything and more than you all know. Yes, yes, we were spiritualists and we worked with the other side and we knew about it, but you have no idea how magnificent it is. And she said, I'm way out of the healing sleep. I don't need all that. I am having a glorious time. I'm socializing. I'm meeting long-lost friends. I'm understanding the universe better. I'm studying right away. I'm having a blast. And she just wants us to know how happy she and the others are.
Good to know.
And she says, thank you. Thank you to me and thank you to all of us for being her friends. And again, she's saying, next time, no sitting there. That's my seat.
Thank you for your chairs.
Sorry, but she's just very funny. She's just so happy. She's so happy and I'm feeling that. There's not a care. There's no pain. Everything's released. There's no trauma. It's all... She's flying. She's flying. Thank you, Soraya. Thank you, all our other dear group members who are here today.